The future of drones is making them as close to birds and insects as possible. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Drones are a huge industry used in agriculture, construction, real estate, filmmaking, military surveillance, and since the pandemic began, they've been used to deliver packages and medical supplies. And some companies have even promised that drones could detect COVID-19 symptoms from afar. But in some ways, drones are still in the early stages, tech-wise. Some engineers believe the best way to improve that tech is to copy nature. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been talking to the boss of Animal Dynamics, a British tech firm specializing in biomechanics and working on drone design.
In a way, this is an old story. The pioneers of aviation more than a century ago drew inspiration from bird flight. But Alex Katcher and his colleagues have gone a great deal further. Immersing themselves in the rich complexity of animal and insect life, looking for engineering solutions and finding them in creatures like the dragonfly.
I mean, dragonflies is a really good example in the insect world of athletic performance in flight. And this is because they've got extremely effective control of their wing beat.
With four powerful wings able to flap independently, it can hover and strike with lightning speed, fly vast distances, and remain stable in high winds. Inspiration, says Katcher, for his company's principal product.
We've spent the last 5 years making a small flapping winged vehicle called Skeeter, and it has four flapping wings.
Around 9 inches long, it's a miniature spy drone that's attracted investment from the military.
You know, we've managed to make it fly with really extraordinarily good performance, nothing like the level of performance that an insect has. But nonetheless, a tiny vehicle is able to fly in very turbulent wind conditions.
For his second major project, Katcher and his team have drawn lessons from bird life. The bill-clattering call of a stork, Katcher has called the delivery drone that he's developed the stork because, like the bird, it soars and glides. Instead of a pair of wide wings, his stork has a parasail, which allows it to conserve energy while carrying small cargoes like medicines for long distances over difficult terrain.
Once up and flying, it's very efficient and is really designed just to carry payload as cheaply as possible.
His core belief, he says, is how extraordinary the ordinary is. Take the humble pigeon. It weighs barely a pound and yet can fly at 60 miles an hour for more than 600 miles. The kind of performance that nature routinely delivers, and he would like his machines to emulate.
That's Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. As it happens, one of the first companies to roll out what it called a pandemic drone back in March and April is Dragonfly, but it's spelled with two A's, so it's not total animal mimicry. And here's what else we're watching in tech. The battle for TikTok is getting a little more heated. I guess I shouldn't call it a battle. The mysterious forced sale of a foreign company dictated by the president of the United States, where he's demanding a cut of the sale and apparently personally deciding who can bid. That thing. Anyway, Oracle. Yeah, I was confused too. But Oracle is apparently trying to put together a group of investors to take over TikTok's operations in the US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. That is according to the Financial Times. Oracle founder Larry Ellison has been a Trump supporter, so maybe he feels there's a better shot, since Trump at least initially opposed the idea of Microsoft buying TikTok. Twitter apparently also considered bidding, but insiders say there's basically no way Twitter could get a loan that big. Also, just me talking here, but since Twitter sold Vine in what will go down as arguably the worst business decision in social media history, I just don't feel like they've earned a do-over. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.